Chapter 4.
A horrible burning in her nose brought her sharply back to awareness.
What? What happened?
She asked as she slapped away the smelling salts beneath her nose.
He fainted. Again,
Ian remarked with some disgust.
Well, my dear, those traveling papers were an excellent forgery. Impressive, yet imperfect.
The Laird had retreated and was now ensconced once more in his chair, leisurely sipping his drink.
Are you ready to have your bluff called and explain to me why you've decided to return after all this time?
Emmy looked into his chocolatey eyes and knew that there was no way to explain this. She didn't have a clue herself. Sure, in her bag there was proof of where and when she was from, but at this point they would probably just think her mad. Maybe a witch, or something equally unacceptable. She wondered what they did to witches in 1895. Oh, why hadn't she majored in history? She loved historic architecture. That was why she was here to begin with, but she had never really studied history. Maybe it was better to just play along for now, at least until she had a handle on what was going on. If she went along, faked her way through, she might work her way out.
Yes.
She lowered her eyes and tried to appear repentant. Ian helped her to the settee next to Dory, but Emmy found she could do little more than stare at the man across from her. Emmy slouched back with her arms crossed and considered her choices, and him. What to say? What to do? Play along, she thought. But he hates his wife, a part of her mind argued. Emmy did not want him looking at her with hatred. No, there were other emotions she wanted to see in his eyes. The realization startled her.
Heather, please sit up. Your posture is absolutely atrocious,
Dorcas chided, handing her another cup of tea.
Here, this will make you feel just the thing.
Again, Emmy found herself staring down into another cup of tea with some disgust.
Could I get a large glass full of ice, please?
She asked Dorcas. Though her eyes showed curiosity, the woman nodded to a footman standing near the door, who left the room immediately to do her bidding. Emmy swirled the cup idly as she waited for him to return.